Today is the 20th day of June. Welcome. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. Great to be here with you. Deep gratitude. Humbled that we can be here at the end of a week together. Closing it down becomes part of history. It becomes a part of our story. It becomes a part of the patch of human history that we occupy. We have nowhere to go but forward. We have no choice but to move forward. And so here we are at the end of a week that we began a week ago. And we all huddled up and we all looked out over it and we all considered, what it might look like. And here we are now. We have written it with our thoughts and our words and our deeds. And so we all huddle up at the end of a week to reflect, just reflect back. And so take some time to reflect back today. Maybe even journal. Even if it's not like really, really lengthy stuff, just what were like three of the high moments? What were three of the not so high moments? Maybe the moments that we found the most challenging, or that we just really did not live up to our intentions. And, you know, we can go to shame, right? And condemnation. We can do that. And some of us have a significant problem, self-shaming and condemning ourselves. And that doesn't mean we haven't messed up and don't need to feel remorse or guilt or do the repair work for it. But it does mean if we will just pay attention to ourselves, we will be able to see the work that is being done. And we will be able to collaborate with God in our sanctification. This stuff doesn't just happen. We have to participate in our lives. Right? Life isn't just happening to us. We're not just impossibly out of control of everything. We're creating our lives. We're made in the image of God who creates. So we're creating our lives. We have an enormous amount of control. We're actually happening to life. Life's not happening to us. And so we reflect back on our week as we prepare to move forward. And our next step forward leads us back into the book of 1 Kings. And today, we'll read chapter 22. For 3 years, there was no war between Aram and Israel. Then, during the third year, King Jehoshaphat of Judah went to visit King Ahab of Israel. During the visit, the king of Israel said to his officials, "Do you realize that the town of Ramoth-Gilead belongs to us? And yet we've done nothing to recapture it from the king of Aram." Then he turned to Jehoshaphat and asked, "Will you join me in battle to recover Ramoth-Gilead?" Jehoshaphat replied to the king of Israel, "Why, of course. You and I are as one. My troops are your troops, and my horses are your horses." Then Jehoshaphat added, "But first let's find out what the Lord says." So the king of Israel summoned the prophets, about 400 of them, and asked them, "Should I go to war against Ramoth-Gilead, or should I hold back?" They all replied, "Yes, go right ahead. The Lord will give the king victory." But Jehoshaphat asked, "Is there not also a prophet of the Lord here? We should ask him the same question." The king of Israel replied to Jehoshaphat, "There is one more man who could consult the Lord for us, but I hate him. He never prophesies anything but trouble for me. His name is Micaiah, son of Imlah." Jehoshaphat replied, "That's not the way a king should talk. Let's hear what he has to say." So the king of Israel called one of his officials and said, "Quick, bring Micaiah, son of Imlah." King Ahab of Israel and King Jehoshaphat of Judah, dressed in their royal robes, were sitting on thrones at the threshing floor near the gate of Samaria. All of Ahab's prophets were prophesying there in front of them. One of them, Zedekiah, son of Kenaanah, made some iron horns and proclaimed, "This is what the Lord says. With these horns, you will gore the Arameans to death." All the other prophets agreed. "Yes," they said, "go up to Ramoth Gilead and be victorious, for the Lord will give the king victory." Meanwhile, the messenger who went to get Micaiah said to him, "Look, all the prophets are promising victory for the king. Be sure that you agree with them and promise success." But Micaiah replied, "As surely as the Lord lives, I will say only what the Lord tells me to say." When Micaiah arrived before the king, Ahab asked him, "Micaiah, should we go to war against Ramoth Gilead, or should we hold back?" Micaiah replied sarcastically, "Yes, go up and be victorious, for the Lord will give the king victory." But the king replied sharply, "How many times must I demand that you speak only the truth to me when you speak for the Lord?" Then Micaiah told him, "In a vision, I saw all Israel scattered on the mountains, like sheep without a shepherd. And the Lord said, 'Their master has been killed. Send them home in peace.'" "Didn't I tell you?" the king of Israel exclaimed to Jehoshaphat. "He never prophesies anything but trouble for me." Then Micaiah continued, "Listen to what the Lord says. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne with all the armies of heaven around him, on his right and on his left. And the Lord said, 'Who can entice Ahab to go into battle against Ramoth Gilead so he can be killed?' There were many suggestions, and finally a spirit approached the Lord and said, 'I can do it.' 'How will you do this?' the Lord asked. And the spirit replied, 'I will go out and inspire all of Ahab's prophets to speak lies.' 'You will succeed,' said the Lord. 'Go ahead and do it.' So you see, the Lord has put a lying spirit in the mouths of all your prophets, for the Lord has pronounced your doom." Then Zedekiah, son of Kenaanah, walked up to Micaiah and slapped him across the face. "Since when did the spirit of the Lord leave me to speak to you?" he demanded. And Micaiah replied, "You will find out soon enough when you are trying to hide in some secret room." "Arrest him," the king of Israel ordered. "Take him back to Ammon, the governor of the city, and to my son Joash. Give them this order from the king: put this man in prison and feed him nothing but bread and water until I return safely from the battle." But Micaiah replied, "If you return safely, it will mean that the Lord has not spoken through me." Then he added to those standing around, "Everyone mark my words." So King Ahab of Israel and King Jehoshaphat of Judah led their armies against Ramoth Gilead. The king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "As we go into battle, I will disguise myself so no one will recognize me, but you wear your royal robes." So the king of Israel disguised himself, and they went into battle. Meanwhile, the king of Aram had issued these orders to his 32 chariot commanders: "Attack only the king of Israel. Don't bother with anyone else." So when the Aramean chariot commanders saw Jehoshaphat in his royal robes, they went after him. "There is the king of Israel," they shouted. But when Jehoshaphat called out, the chariot commanders realized he was not the king of Israel, and they stopped chasing him. An Aramean soldier, however, randomly shot an arrow at the Israelite troops and hit the king of Israel between the joints of his armor. "Turn the horses and get me out of here," Ahab groaned to the driver of his chariot. "I'm badly wounded." The battle raged all that day, and the king remained propped up in his chariot facing the Arameans. The blood from his wound ran down to the floor of his chariot, and as evening arrived, he died. Just as the sun was setting, the cry ran through his troops, "We're done for! Run for your lives!" So the king died, and his body was taken to Samaria and buried there. Then his chariot was washed beside the pool of Samaria, and dogs came and licked his blood at the place where the prostitutes bathed, just as the Lord had promised. The rest of the events in Ahab's reign and everything he did, including the story of the ivory palace and the towns he built, are recorded in the book of the history of the kings of Israel. So Ahab died, and his son Ahaziah became the next king. Jehoshaphat, son of Asa, began to rule over Judah in the fourth year of King Ahab's reign in Israel. Jehoshaphat was 35 years old when he became king, and he reigned in Jerusalem 25 years. His mother was Azubah, the daughter of Shilhi. Jehoshaphat was a good king, following the example of his father Asa. He did what was pleasing in the Lord's sight. During his reign, however, he failed to remove all the pagan shrines, and the people still offered sacrifices and burned incense there. Jehoshaphat also made peace with the king of Israel. The rest of the events in Jehoshaphat's reign, the extent of his power, and the wars he waged are recorded in the book of the history of the kings of Judah. He banished from the land the rest of the male and female shrine prostitutes who still continued their practices from the days of his father Asa. There was no king in Edom at that time, only a deputy. Jehoshaphat also built a fleet of trading ships to sail to Ophir for gold, but the ships never set sail, for they met with disaster in their home port of Ezion-Geber. At one time, Ahaziah, son of Ahab, had proposed to Jehoshaphat, "Let my men sail with your men in the ships." But Jehoshaphat refused the request. When Jehoshaphat died, he was buried with his ancestors in the city of David. Then his son Jehoram became the next king. Ahaziah, son of Ahab, began to rule over Israel in the 17th year of King Jehoshaphat's reign in Judah. He reigned in Samaria 2 years, but he did what was evil in the Lord's sight, following the example of his father and mother, and the example of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, who had led Israel to sin. He served Baal and worshipped him, provoking the anger of the Lord, the God of Israel, just as his father had done. Acts 13, 16 through 41. So Paul stood, lifted his hand to quiet them, and started speaking. "Men of Israel," he said, "and you God-fearing Gentiles, listen to me. The God of this nation of Israel chose our ancestors and made them multiply and grow strong during their stay in Egypt. Then with a powerful arm, he led them out of their slavery. He put up with them through 40 years of wandering in the wilderness. Then he destroyed 7 nations in Canaan and gave their land to Israel as an inheritance. All this took about 450 years. After that, God gave them judges to rule until the time of Samuel the prophet. Then the people begged for a king, and God gave them Saul, son of Kish, a man of the tribe of Benjamin, who reigned for 40 years. But God removed Saul and replaced him with David, a man about whom God said, 'I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will do everything I want him to do.' And it is one of King David's descendants, Jesus, who is God's promised Savior of Israel. Before he came, John the Baptist preached that all the people of Israel needed to repent of their sins and turn to God and be baptized. As John was finishing his ministry, he asked, "Do you think I am the Messiah?" "No, I am not. But he is coming soon, and I'm not even worthy to be his slave and untie the sandals on his feet." Brothers, you sons of Abraham, and also you God-fearing Gentiles, this message of salvation has been sent to us. The people in Jerusalem and their leaders did not recognize Jesus as the one the prophets had spoken about. Instead, they condemned him, and in doing this, they fulfilled the prophets' words that are read every Sabbath. They found no legal reason to execute him, but they asked Pilate to have him killed anyway. When they had done all that the prophecies said about him, they took him down from the cross and placed him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead, and over a period of many days he appeared to those who had gone with him from Galilee to Jerusalem. They are now his witnesses to the people of Israel. And now, we are here to bring you this good news. The promise was made to our ancestors, and God has now fulfilled it for us, their descendants, by raising Jesus. This is what the second Psalm says about Jesus. "You are my son. Today I have become your father." For God had promised to raise him from the dead, not leaving him to rot in the grave. He said, "I will give you the sacred blessings I promised to David." Another psalm explains it more fully. "You will not allow your Holy One to rot in the grave." This is not a reference to David, for after David had done the will of God in his own generation, he died and was buried with his ancestors and his body decayed. No, it was a reference to someone else. Someone whom God raised and whose body did not decay. Brothers, listen. We are here to proclaim that through this man, Jesus, there is forgiveness for your sins. Everyone who believes in him is made right in God's sight, something the law of Moses could never do. Be careful. Don't let the prophet's words apply to you, for they said, "Look, you mockers, be amazed and die. For I am doing something in your own day, something you wouldn't believe, even if someone told you about it." Psalm 138, a Psalm of David. I give you thanks, O Lord, with all my heart. I will sing your praises before the gods. I bow before your holy temple as I worship. I praise your name for your unfailing love and faithfulness, for your promises are backed by all the honor of your name. As soon as I pray, you answer me. You encourage me by giving me strength. Every king in all the earth will thank you, Lord, for all of them will hear your words. Yes, they will sing about the Lord's ways, for the glory of the Lord is very great. Though the Lord is great, he cares for the humble, but he keeps his distance from the proud. Though I am surrounded by troubles, you will protect me from the anger of my enemies. You reach out your hand, and the power of your right hand saves me. The Lord will work out his plans for my life, for your faithful love, O Lord, endures forever. Don't abandon me, for you made me. Proverbs 17:17-18. A friend is always loyal, and a brother is born to help in time of need. It's poor judgment to guarantee another person's debt or put up security for a friend. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for allowing this community, this company of brothers and sisters to exist, to be here in this place that, while it is safe, a place of safety, a place of repair. We thank you for allowing us day by day, step by step, to continue our journey and our relationship with your word. And as we complete another week and release it, as it becomes a part of history, we invite your Holy Spirit to plant what was planted that needs to thrive, and to weed what we planted that needs to not exist. Continue our journey of becoming like our Savior, Christ-like. Lead us into all truth, especially the truth of ourselves. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com and the Daily Audio Bible app. These are home base. Check them out. Get connected. Stay connected. Be connected to the community as we move through the web app and the app. These are the primary ways with all of the resources kind of packed into our readings to stay connected. So check out the community section. The prayer wall is there, an all new prayer wall that is a thriving place that is always on and never off. We can always reach out and share, and sometimes just being able to do that, just being able to go there and speak out the story of what's going on, sometimes that is in and of itself so freeing and helpful. But then to see brothers and sisters responding, praying, being there, knowing that we're not alone, and just to know that there is a resource like that available in this community is helpful, and that can be found in the community section. The community section is all new, and one of the new tabs or buttons says record a video. All new. You can go there and just kind of share a one minute of your story, like how the Bible has interacted with your life and how being in the community, what that's been like in your life. There are tons of them, and you can lend your voice. I watch every single one of them, because for me, it puts faces with names, and that's its intention. It's just for us to just have a touch point, just a connection point. So when you record your video, then you will see right next to that a watch button. And inside there are a number of different categories of resources that are video related that you can watch. But one of the things you can watch says testimonials, and that's where all of these videos are. And you can scroll, you can, you know, love, heart, you can comment. And it's a beautiful thing to see. It's a beautiful way to scroll. It's a beautiful way to see some of us who are around the global campfire. So jump into that. Lend your voice. And look forward to seeing you there. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, you can do that at dailyaudiobible.com. There is a link on the homepage. Thank you for clicking that link, keeping the fire burning. If you prefer, the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app, which is the little red button up at the top, or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that is it for today. I am Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Good morning. It's a beautiful day here in Tennessee. This is Walking in the Light in Tennessee. Particularly calling today to say kudos to Cowboy for calling in to encourage Slave of Jesus. And so Slave of Jesus has been one of the basic encouragers as long as I've been listening. He's always uplifting, always upbeat, always on the job. Amen. And so he needed encouragement. And so I'd like to say to Cowboy, kudos to you. I tip my hat, my cowboy hat. Imaginary cowboy hat, but I tip it to you this morning and say thank you for stepping out to encourage your brother. And we have an awesome community of people here at the Daily Audio Bible, men and women, young and old. Every representation across the spectrum is in the house. And so to God be the glory. We thank you, O Lord, for this space that you have given us. I'd like to go in prayer this morning for the men of God, Cowboy, Slave of Jesus, Blind Tony. There's so many that I won't be able to name. My brain just won't let me do it this morning. But you know who you are. And just know that we stand together in this thing. Male, female, it doesn't matter. Young, old, it doesn't matter. God is still good, and he's a God of all. Father God, in the name of Jesus, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, O Lord, for men of heart, men who will stand up and be men. We thank you, O Lord, for every grace that is upon us, every moment that you give us. This is a beautiful day, and it belongs to you. We shall give it back to you. While we all have our struggles, our triumphs and our tragedies, we stand together in the faith, knowing that God is on our side. Have a blessed day and amen. Blessings to all of you. Whatever you're doing, keep walking in the light, Tennessee. Amen.
Hello, DAB community. This is Inez from New York. I'm just calling in. This is only my second time calling. I do want to become more active in calling. And first, I just want to say thank you to Brian and Jill and the family and the whole crew and everyone that works on the DAB app and the community. I also love the new app as well. And I just want to say thank you, all the encouragers. There's so many of you out there that have prayed and encouraged, more encouraging than praying for your own requests. And I just want to say thank you. Amy from Troutdale, Oregon. Beloved in Bakersfield, Jamie, New Jersey, Asia, City of Angels, Susan from Canada, God's Yellow Flower, KSD, Blind Tony, Sparky, Mark the Baby Doctor, Sheena from Saskatchewan, Benita from Illinois, Kristen, aka Christ and Me, Cynthia from Virginia, Cynthia from Upstate, Trump to Treasure, Northeast Kneebender, Sully from Florida, and so many more. I know I have missed some. And those who need prayer, Daniel Johnson Jr., Larry, the old guy in Iowa, Sierra in Texas, Wrapped in His Grace, Dave from Arizona, also Mia, you know, the prayer request for her daughter. And there's so many more. And I just want to let everyone know that I listen every day. This is part of my daily routine every morning. And I pray in the background along the way as people are praying and encouraging. And I feel like I'm getting to know everyone, and I'm so, so blessed. And I will keep calling, and I want to say thank you again to everyone, and have a blessed, blessed, blessed day.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Karen in Florida, in Canada right now. I just wanted to call in and it's been a while. It's been a challenging year, and here I sit right now in my son's apartment, and I'm so grateful and thankful to the Lord for all that he's doing in his life. I have asked for prayer over the last few years for my son Nathaniel, who has struggled with addiction for the last 20 years. He has now been clean. As of today, it's been 5 months, but this time it's a different thing. He has truly purposed in his life to follow Jesus. As we all know, we are never perfect in it. It's only him that makes things right in our lives.
But there is something different. There's a difference in his heart and his thinking, and he is definitely on the road out. And I am just so very grateful to all of you for your prayers over the years for my son Nathaniel. And I praise God in heaven and the Spirit of God for bringing the right people into his life and speaking directly into his heart and giving him the strength and the courage and delivering him from this horrible thing of addiction. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey guys, it's Lydia in Little Rock, and it's such a blessing to be a part of this community. It blesses my heart, and I'm thankful to be a part of this group. Today, I'm calling in to ask for prayers for my brother-in-law, Andy. He was recently diagnosed with an aggressive type of cancer. He currently has a tumor in his sinuses and in his neck. It is too close to important arteries and different things in his face, so they cannot do surgery at this time, and they cannot treat it with radiation. They have already started chemo last week. He'll go in for another round today, and they're hoping that the chemo will shrink the cancer enough so that in the future they can treat it with radiation and possibly surgically remove this cancer. Andy has been a part of our family for over 30 years, and I've known him since I was 13, and he's just, he's not a brother-in-law, he's a brother, and I would just love it if you guys would come around us and lift him up for healing, comfort, wisdom. Praise God, he loves God, and this is given him an opportunity to just share publicly about his faith. But we pray that you would just be praying for him and my sister, Marnie. We appreciate your prayers. Thank you.
Good morning. I am reading 365 names of God again this morning, and this one is awesome. Psalm 24:18. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. I am the King of glory. Heavenly Father, as we come to you this morning, we praise you that whatever we are walking through, we can be assured that you are mighty in battle. Why, just last week, Lord, you showed me how fierce my battle was. And I know every dabber that is facing something feels in a fierce fire as well. But Lord, that only means that the victory will be greater. And you showed me that too. Oh God, you are strong and mighty. The Lord is mighty in battle. I'm not going to forget that today. I'm going for treatments, and I need this word to strengthen me as I go through what you got to go through. I love you, Lord, and I praise your holy name. Amen. In Jesus' name, I pray this. God bless y'all. Bye-bye.
Good morning, family. This is Tammy calling from the Central Coast of California. Today is June 16th, and I was just listening to community prayer and Taken with Love. You came on and we're speaking the 365 names of God, and your commentary about the prayer that you had about the gold frame really touched my heart, that all the heads that popped around you and how your prayers are affecting all the people that you have prayed for. And it brought tears to my eyes because you have prayed for me, and I just really needed that in this moment. I was having some things going on, and it was such an encouragement. So I wanted to thank you, sister. From Junk to Treasure, I wanted to let you know that I am praying for your daughter, for you, for your grandkids. I know what it is to be victimized by a stepfather. So that's close to my heart. And I am praying for you. Always, sister, I wanted to thank you for all your prayers. I've been thinking about soaring on eagle's wings from Canada. And you have also been on my mind. And sister, I wanted to let you know that I'm praying for you as well. I love you, family. I listen and I pray with you daily. And I'm so grateful for this family. God bless you, family. Make it a great day.